下午好。
Good afternoon.
好，开始今天的敬拜，开始今天的祈祷。
Let us open prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
祝福我们下面的时间。
And you bless this time.
祝福我们的敬拜。
And you bless this worship.
带领我们的敬拜。
And you lead us in our worship.
使我们从你那里得到盼望。
That in you we may find hope.
使我们从你那里得到平安。
We may receive peace in you.
都是因着我们认识所差来的耶稣基督我们的救主。
That we may come to know the Savior which you have sent, our Lord Jesus.
我们感谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Thank you. We pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
我们上次讲了。
Last time we have talked about.
神应许给亚伯拉罕有一个后裔。
The promise of God to Abraham of a seed, a descendant.
这个后裔呢，要成为地上万国的祝福。
And this descendant or offspring, he will become the blessing of the nations.
不仅仅是以色列人。
Not only the blessing to Israel.
那么今天我们就看了，这当这位救主，这位亚伯拉罕的后裔来临的时候呢，不是突然的就来临的。
And you see that the Savior, when he comes, it's not just that he suddenly just appeared.
而是有天使来报告的。
Rather, angels came to announce his coming.
那上次我们讲到了，报告给谁了呢？首先当然报告给了玛利亚。
We saw last time who did the angels announce it to? An angel announced it to Mary.
因为这位亚伯拉罕的后裔要借着亚伯拉罕的后裔玛利亚生出来。
Because this offspring of Abraham will be born of an offspring of Abraham, Mary.
但是我们知道，每天都有许多的婴孩在世界各地出生。
Of course, you know that in the world there are many infants being born.
即便是在耶路撒冷。在犹太人当中呢，也是有很多的婴孩生出来的。
And in Jerusalem, among the Jews, there are still many babies being born.
哪一个婴孩人是
？Which baby is it？
所以我们看，这个天使呢，就来报告这样一个好消息。
So let us see today the good news which the angels bring.
我们也可以说，神差派了这个天使来报告这样一个好消息。
We may also say that the Lord sent angels to announce this.
就是这位亚伯拉罕的后裔来了。
It is that this offspring of Abraham has come.
而且你可以看见了。
And you can see him.
像一个孩，就是一个儿童，婴儿啊，出生了。
He is just a baby born.
而那个婴孩呢，他就是那位亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And this baby is the offspring of Abraham.
好，我们一起来借着路加福音二章八节到十四节，我们一起来看。
Today we will see in Luke chapter 2 verses 8 to 14.
这段经文呢，我们都已经看过很多遍。
This passage of scripture we have seen many times already.
甚至我们当中的小朋友呢，都已经演过。
And the children among us, they have maybe played it out.
甚至有的我们的父母呢，小的时候也演过的。
And maybe some of the parents here also have acted it out.
今天我们一起来看这天使报来的好消息。
Let us see the good news which the angels bring.
第八节，路加福音第二章第八节这里说，在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更室守着羊群。
Verse 8 says, and in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night.
这是一个很正常的事情。
This is a very normal thing.
我们说以色列人在放羊呢。
The Israelites are shepherds.
所以呢，有些人呢有很多的羊。
Some people, they have many sheep.
那他就需要雇一些人帮他去牧养这些羊。
And they need to hire shepherds to shepherd their sheep.
有些牧羊人呢是负责白天牧羊，有些人呢负责晚上牧羊。
Some shepherds are responsible for keeping the sheep at day and some at night.
那这里告诉我们，首先告诉我们在伯利恒的野地里，这是个地点。
And we see today that in the same region or Bethlehem.
那么接下来的时候呢，是晚间。
And we see also it is at night.
所以呢，有一些人看守羊群的人，晚间他们在伯利恒的野地里在看守一群羊。
So the scene is that there are some shepherds at night around Bethlehem keeping their sheep.
那你知道，在伯利恒那个地方，到晚上无论冬天夏天都是很冷的。
And we know in Bethlehem, whether it's summer or winter, at night it's very cold.
然后第九节呢，说有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊人就甚惧怕。
Verse 9 says, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear.
我们可以想，他们可能点了一堆篝火。
Maybe they had a pit fire, the shepherds.
可以取暖。
To keep warm.
可以驱赶那些野兽。
To keep away all the wild animals.
也可以照明。
And to have light.
但是突然就有主的使者在他们的边上出现。
All of a sudden, an angel of the Lord appeared to them.
而主的使者呢，他是发光的。
And this angel of the Lord, he is full of light.
这个光呢，要远远大过那个篝火的光。
And this light, it vastly exceeds that of the fire.
所以这些牧羊的人呢，就非常害怕。
So these shepherds, they were filled with fear.
尽管这些以色列人呢，他们是对上帝以及天使呢，他们是有非常深刻的认识。
Even though the Israelites, the Jews, they knew God and the angels quite well.
但是天使真正来到他面前的时候呢，一定他也很害怕。
But when an angel actually appears, they are still filled with fear.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为天使通常不会随便到你家里做客。
Because angels don't usually just come and just be your guest.
天使也不会随便到你家里去串门。
And they don't usually just go over to your place.
天使也不会随便下来找一个人来聊天的。
They don't randomly just come and start talking with you.
天使必须是被上帝所差派，有一些信息要告诉你，他才会来的。
Angels must be sent by God with news in order for them to come.
所以这个时候的牧羊人呢，他就知道天使被神派来见我们，一定是有些话向我们说的。
So the shepherds, they knew that the angel has come and they must surely bring some news from God.
前面我们讲过了，如果从上帝那里边差派的天使来到这些人面前呢，通常人是害怕。
We have already discussed last time that when an angel comes from the Lord to bring news, people are usually filled with fear.
我给你举个例子，你明白吗？
Give me an example.
比如说你正在课堂里上课呢。
Let's say you're in class.
然后你的老师来进来。
And your teacher comes in.
跟你说，校长找你。
And he says to you, your principal is looking for you.
你需要现在马上到校长的办公室。
Can you go to the office to meet the principal?
你会不会想，哦，校长是不是给我块糖？
Would you be thinking, oh, maybe the principal wants to give me a piece of candy?
你肯定不会这么想的。
Of course, that's not going to be your first
impression. 你会怎么想？
What are you going to think?
我有什么事情做错了？
What have I done wrong?
所以你一定不会开心，你一定会很害怕的。你不知道自己发生什么事情，校长找我一定有很严肃的事情。
Of course, the first reaction is not going to be happy. You're going to think that the principal is going to have some issue with me.
这时候的那些牧羊人就是这个想法。
And the shepherds, they had that thought.
上帝派了天使来见我。
God has sent an angel to come see us.
我是不是哪里犯错了？
Have I done something wrong?
或者说我要受到惩罚？
Or will I receive some punishment?
那总而言之，他们很害怕。
So they are filled with fear.
第十节呢，这里就说，那天使对他们说，不要惧怕。
And the angel said to them, "Fear not."
所以这个天使呢，也看出来这个牧羊人很害怕，就直接说，别害怕，别害怕。为什么呢？因为我给你们今天带来的信息是好消息。
The angel sees that the shepherds are full of fear, and he says to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news and great joy."
而且这里说呢。大好的消息
This is good news of great joy.
不仅仅是个好消息，是个哎呀太好的消息。
Not only is it just good news, but it is good news of great joy.
而且呢，这里告诉我们说，是关乎万民的。
We're going to say that will be for all the people.
什么叫关乎万民？
What does it mean for it to be for all people?
就是不仅仅是对这几个牧羊人说话。
That is, it is not just for these few shepherds.
也包括所有的以色列人。
It includes all of the Israelites.
也包括所有巴勒斯坦地的那个地方的人。
It includes all of the people in the land of Palestine.
我们也可以说关乎世界上所有的人的。
We can say that it is relevant to all people on the world.
不单关于那个时候活着的人。
Not only for the people who are living at that time.
也包括那个时候之前所有死了的人。
It also includes the people who have died.
也包括以后所有那些还没出生的人。
It also includes those people who have not been born yet.
就是我们呢，我们当时都没有出生的。
Including us, we were not born at that time.
啊，你的祖爷爷都没有生来。
And your great grandfather, he was not born yet.
但是这个大好的消息呢，是与我们都有关系的。
But this good news of great joy is relevant to all of us.
甚至包括一些死已经死了的人都是有关系的。
It's relevant also to the people who have died.
这叫关乎万民的。
And this is what we mean when it says it'll be for all the people.
但是呢 ，Anyway， 这是个好消息。
But this is just good news.
这好消息是什么呢？
What is this good news?
十一节就说，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是基督。
Verse 11 says, For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
这个好消息就是今天亚伯拉罕那个后裔大卫的那个子孙生出来了。
This good news is that the offspring of Abraham, the descendant of David, has been born.
他是谁呢？他是救主，就是亚伯拉罕的那个后裔。
Who is this? It is the Savior, the offspring of Abraham.
那么接下来是谁呢？说就是主基督。
It also says who is Christ the Lord.
基督是什么意思呢？
What does Christ mean?
这个你一定要知道。
We must know this.
基督就是神在上永恒当中为人所预备的救主。
Christ is the one who God prepared for us.
是在永恒当中哦。
The prepared for us the Savior from eternity past.
是我们看不见的。
One who we cannot see.
是我们看不见神在永恒当中为人所设立所选的拣选的救主。
The one who we cannot see yet, the one we could not see, the one who was prepared for us in eternity past, the Savior.
所以我们看到的就是一个永恒的救主基督，他现在进到了时间和空间当中，像你和我一样。
This eternal Jesus has now come into creation, come into the stream of time.
所以我们看到这个生下来这个救主耶稣基督，耶稣的话呢，他是基督。
We see that this Christ who was born, the Savior, he is Jesus.
他既像你和我一样有着真正的人性。
He is the same as us in a sense because he is a human like us.
他也受时间、空间和他的身体的限制。
He also experiences the effects of time and space on his body.
他也需要他妈妈把他养大。
He also needs his mother to raise him.
他也有饿。
He will also experience hunger.
他也有开心。
He will also experience joy.
他也有愤怒。
And also anger.
啊，他有丰满的人性。
He is full of humanity. He is full of
humanity.
Yeah, full of humanity.
但是呢，同时他又有永恒性。
But also, he is an eternal being.
因为他是从永恒来。
Because he came from eternity.
换句话说，他有神的神性。
In other words, he is also.Like God.
也就是说他又有神性又有人性。
As I say, he is fully God and fully man.
所以这里告诉我们这位救主我们看到好像跟我们耶稣跟我们没什么区别。
So we see Jesus, he looks like he is the same as all of us.
这是真实。
And this is true.
但是同时呢他又有神性和我们又是不一样的。
But at the same time, he is fully God. This is different from us.
因为他从神而来。
Because he comes from God.
他有永恒性也有神性。
He is an eternal being, but he is also human.
尽管他现在是一个婴孩。
Even though he currently is just a baby.
他需要他妈妈去喂他奶。
He requires his mother's care.
他需要他妈妈给他去换 diaper.
And he also needs his mother to change him.
他甚至不会走路。
He doesn't know how to walk yet.
但是他依然是有永恒性的上帝。
But he still is an eternal being, God.
好了，这是不是好消息啊？好消息啊！
Is this good news? Of course it is good news.
就是以色列人几千年所盼望的那位拯救者，亚伯拉罕的后裔，今天来了。
This is the Savior which the Israelites were hoping for several thousand years, and now he has come.
这是不是好消息？
Is this good news?
是好消息。
It is good news.
前面我们以前讲过的，当亚当和夏娃被赶出伊甸园的时候，啊，这就没有盼望了，人都是没有盼望了。
So earlier that when Adam and Eve were driven from the Garden of Eden, they no longer had hope.
所有的人都在等待上帝的审判和上帝的刑罚。
All the people were just waiting for God's judgment and punishment.
但是今天神所为人所预备的这位拯救者呢，可以使人不会灭亡，可以有永生，哎，当然是个好消息了。
And now comes the Savior which God has prepared for mankind to save us from the judgment. Of course it is good news that he has come.
那么十二节这里就说，你们要看见一个婴孩包着布窝在马槽里，那就是记号了。
Verse 12, and this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.
所以我们也会问同样的问题，问天使说，今天晚上生了好多的孩子，那哪个孩子是呢？
And surely the shepherds asked the question which we would ask you, out of all these babies born, who is it?
那么天使呢，就给他们一个记号。
And so the angel gave them a sign.
这个记号是很特别的。
And the sign is quite unique.
他说你要看到一个婴孩用布给包上的。
You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths.
这里我们看，你问问你妈妈，你生下来的时候你一定不是用一个很普通的布包着的，一定是你妈妈爸爸哎呀老早就预备好的一个被，很美丽的被，然后把你包起来。
You can ask your mother, and you can ask, when I was born, what were you wrapped in? Of course, it's not going to be a normal cloth. It's going to be a specially prepared blanket for you.
而且这个小这个出生这个婴孩呢，不但是普通的布包着，而且是卧在马槽里。
And this baby that was born, not only is he in swaddling cloths, but he is in a manger.
我相信我们没有任何一个小孩，包括我自己，生下来就是放在马槽里。
I am sure that none of us born were put in a manger.
都是放在床上。
They're all put in a bed.
今天条件好，都是婴孩特殊的一个小床，很美丽的一个小床，哎，放在里面。
Now we have even better conditions. The baby has a special bed, a crib.
但是这个婴孩不同，他是放在马槽里的。
But this baby is distinct and unique. He was put in a manger.
特殊不特殊？
Is this unique?
非常特殊的。
It is.
所以天使的意思说，你不会找错的。你只要找到一个被普通的布包着的一个婴孩，并且放在马槽里了，就是这个婴孩，他就是救主。
So the angel said, "You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths in the manger, and then this will be it. That is the baby."
而这里告诉咱们说，是在大卫的城里，不是满世界找到，是在大卫的城里。
And the angel said also, it will be in the city of David, so you don't have to go around the world searching for him.
好了，天使把这个美好的消息呢，告诉这些牧羊人了。
So this good news is declared to the shepherds.
然后说，忽然有一大堆天兵从那天使赞美神说。
Verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, saying,
本来是一个天使来跟他们说话，把这美好消息报告结束之后呢，突然有一大队的天兵，也是天使，他们出现了。他们在那里做什么呢？唱诗歌来赞美神。
There was at first just the one angel declaring the good news, and all of a sudden many, many angels showed up with him and to sing hymns.
那么我们来看他们唱的是什么
？See what were they singing?
说在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他们喜悦的人。
Verse 14, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased.
他们开始唱歌了。
They are starting to sing now.
唱说在至高之处荣耀归于神。
They're saying glory to God in the highest.
也就是说，这个婴孩耶稣的到来，至高之处的神要得到荣耀。
That is to say, this baby being born, the God in the highest will receive glory.
换句话说，这个婴孩，这个耶稣，他要在地上荣耀在至高之处的神。
That is to say, this baby who is Jesus on earth, he will give glory to God in the highest.
那么，神如何得到荣耀呢？
How will God receive this glory?
这婴孩又如何荣耀神呢？
How will this baby glorify God?
接下来就是，这里说，在地上平安归于他们喜悦的人。
It goes on to say, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased.
就是在地上，神有一帮他们喜悦的人，至高之处的神在地上有一帮他们喜悦的人。
That is to say, God in the highest has on earth a group of people with whom He is pleased.
神要借着这个婴孩耶稣。把平安带给神所喜悦的这些人。
God will through Jesus bring peace to those with whom He is pleased.
我们都知道，当亚当和夏娃被赶出伊甸园的时候呢，神和人之间就是一个敌对的关系。
We see that when Adam and Eve were driven from the Garden of Eden, there arose a nature of enmity between them.
世界上所有的人都是上帝的敌人。
All men on earth are enemies of God.
上帝和神之间，上帝和人之间呢是没有 peace， 没有平安的。
Between God and man, there is no peace.
所以人呢，所有的人都是没有平安的。
So no people have peace.
所有的人都在神的愤怒和审判之下。
All people are under God's wrath and judgment.
但是因着这位耶稣的到来，这个婴孩的到来，这位亚伯拉罕后裔的到来，哎，这些本来没有平安的人可以有平安。
But through the arrival of this baby, the offspring of Abraham, there can now be peace with people.
和上帝之间不再是敌对的关系了。
There will no longer be enmity between humans and God.
是平安的关系了。
There will now be peace between God.
上帝在看到这些他说喜悦的人的时候，因着这位耶稣呢，他就没有愤怒了。
God, when he sees these people with whom he is pleased, he will no longer have wrath against them through Jesus.
他就不再要刑罚这些人。
He will no longer express judgment on them.
神借着这位耶稣能够做成这件事情，把这平安带给这些人。
God, through Jesus, can work this work. He can bring peace to these people.
神就得到荣耀。
So God receives glory.
所以我们知道这位耶稣这位婴孩的降生这位亚伯拉罕的后裔的降生他带着一个使命。
So this baby that was born, this offspring of Abraham, he comes with a mission.
而这个使命是派他来的神所赋予他的这个使命。
And this mission comes from the God who sent him.
就是要把平安或者说拯救或者说救恩带下来给神所喜悦的人。
It is to bring peace and salvation to those with whom God is pleased.
那同时我们就知道了，那么就这位婴孩耶稣。
At the same time, we consider the baby Jesus.
这位亚伯拉罕的后裔。
The offspring of Abraham.
他要顺服上帝的使命，并且完成这个使命。
He will submit to God's mission and command fully.
使神在地上所有的那些喜悦的人都得到这个平安。
So that on earth, all who God are pleased with will receive this peace.
他因着完成了这个使命，哎，就荣耀神了。
And in completing this mission, he will glorify God.
所以这是不是一个好消息呢？
So is this good news?
是。
It is.
但是更重要的是什么呢？
But even more important is,
我们不要听到好消息就高兴得过头了。
We shall not hear this good news and just lose our head over it.
那么我们的目光就要专注在谁的身上呢？这是救主的身上，这是耶稣的身上，尽管他是个婴孩。
Our eyes must turn upon Jesus, this newborn baby.
因为他很重要。
Because he is very important.
非常重要。
He's very important.
因为他从天上把平安带下来。
Because he has brought peace down from heaven.
凡在这婴孩耶稣里能够得到这平安的，就不再是上帝的敌人，而是上帝的儿女。
And all those who are able to receive peace through this baby Jesus, they will no longer be at enmity with God, they will be at peace with God.
相反，在这耶稣里面得不到这样平安的人，他就将在是神的仇敌，将在神的愤怒当中灭亡。
And conversely, those who are unable to receive this peace from Jesus, they will be at enmity with God and they will perish in his wrath.
所以我们就知道，这个好消息是完全以这个耶稣为中心的。
So this peace and this salvation, it has Jesus at the center.
离开了耶稣就没有好消息了。
Apart from Jesus, there is no more good news.
因为只有这位耶稣，就是从永恒而进到我们这个世界当中，这既有神性又有人性的耶稣，他才是唯一的拯救者。
Because it is only through this Jesus, the one who was born, the eternal God, who is fully God, fully man, it is only through him that we can receive salvation and peace.
你要不要认识他？
Will you know him?
你必须认识他。
You must know him.
因为你认识他就有平安。
Because in knowing him, you will receive peace.
就有永生。
You will see eternal life.
就能够成为神的儿女。
And you will be a child of God.
你如果不认识他，
If you do not know him,
你就在神的愤怒就在你的身上，你就是神的敌人。
Then you will have God's wrath upon you. You will be an enemy of God.
并且将在神的审判当中永远。
And you will perish under his eternal judgment.
重要不重要？
Is this important?
非常重要。
It is very important.
你最希望？
What is the thing that you hope for the most?
在这个世界上你最需要？
What is your greatest hope?
我们小孩子可能会觉得说，我要一块糖。
The children may say, oh, I really want this piece of candy.
或者说我要我最喜欢的那个玩具。
I really want my favorite toy.
或者说我最喜欢我在学校里面的所有的成绩都是 A.
Or I wish for all of my marks to be A's.
或者长大之后以后，我希望能有一个我最喜欢最喜欢的工作。
Or maybe you say, when I grow up, I want my favorite job.
或者说我们成年人，我们有一个人生的目标。
Or the adults here, they may have a goal in life.
如果有人告诉你，
if someone came up to you and said,
无论你在生命当中，你最渴慕的是什么？
No matter what in the world you desire the most,
有一个人可以帮你实现。
There is one person who is able to help you achieve it.
你如果认识他，他就会帮你达成你人生的目标。
If you come to know him, then he will help you achieve it.
你不仅想想每门成绩都是 A 吗？
And some people say that they want to be a straight A student.
他能做到。
He can do it.
你不就想成为一个工程师吗？他能做到。
You want to be an engineer, then he can help you do it.
我相信你一定会马上来找我。他的电话号码多少？
Of course, I'm sure that you will come to me and say, oh, what's his phone number? You go to find him.
我要和他联系，我要认识他。
I want to get in touch with him.
你一定吗？
Of course you will.
但是我们现在看到，这位从永恒而来的这位救主耶稣，他不但能够解决我们在这个世界当中的问题，他也能够解决我们永生和永死的问题。
But when we see this Jesus who comes from eternity, he's not able to only resolve our problems on earth, but he's also able to solve our situation of life or death.
他可以解决我们和上帝之间那个敌对的关系问题。
He can also solve our problem of enmity against God.
这是个永恒的问题。
This is a problem of eternity.
对于你们来说，年轻孩子呢，可能是理解永恒是比较困难。
Maybe to the children here, understanding eternity is difficult.
但是我想说的一个简单的一个解释。
But to simplify it for you,
可以帮助你理解什么叫永恒。
Help you understand what eternity is.
如果我们说永恒是那边和那边。
If we say that eternity is a distance between these two walls,
那么我们的生命，无论你活一百岁或者活八十岁，在那边和那边，它只是一点。
Then we can say that your life, if eternity is between these two walls, your life, even if you live 80 or 100 years, is just a little dot there.
所以我们这一点呢，放在永恒当中呢，是很小的小一步。
So this little dot pales in comparison to the distance between these two walls.
但是我们又不仅仅是一点。
But we are not just a dot.
因为上帝给我们灵魂。
Because God has given us a spirit.
我们最终每一个人都将经过死亡而进入永恒。
All of us will enter into eternity through death.
所以我们今天面对的所有的麻烦，你开心的也好，不开心的也好，只是一个点的问题。
So all the problems that you encounter, big or small, it is all within this one little dot.
但是耶稣这位婴孩亚伯拉罕的后裔给我们解决的问题是永恒的问题。
But this Jesus, the one who is born as a baby, he is going to solve our problems in eternity.
这是特别特别重要的。
This is very important.
因此天使当报告这个好消息的时候说，这是大喜的信息。
And when the angels came to announce it, they said it is good news of great joy.
什么叫大喜的信息？
What does it mean for it to be good news of great joy?
就是你无法用语言来描述这个喜呀、啊，这个好有多么的好。
Basically, words cannot express how good this news is.
所以这里说就是大。
And so we say this good news of great joy.
甚至于好到你想不到。
It is good beyond comprehension. You can't understand it.
在你还没有认识永恒这么大的时候呢，神已经把这好的消息预备给你。
Before you are fully able to understand what eternity is, He has prepared this good news for you.
没有任何一个人说，哎，这个和我没关系，耶稣和我没关系。
Nobody has ever said that Jesus has no relation with me.
因为这位耶稣，我们看他似乎跟你和我没什么区别，好像一个婴孩一样。
Because when you look at the baby Jesus, he seems very the same as all of us.
但是当他在永恒当中的时候呢，他是万有的创造者。
But when we go with perspective into eternity, He is the creator of everything.
我们能看见的，我们看不见的，整个的宇宙万有都是他创造的。
Everything that we can see and cannot see in the universe is created by Jesus.
就是这个婴孩耶稣。
And it is this baby Jesus.
他对万有都拥有绝对的主权。
He has authority over the entire universe.
是谁命令太阳如此的旋转？
Who was it that commanded the circuit of the sun?
从东方升起，从西边落下。
To rise from the east and to set in the west.
就是这个婴孩耶稣。
It is this baby, Jesus.
他现在要拯救你，要拯救我。
He has come now to save you and me.
那你就必须做一个神所喜悦的人。
So you must be one who pleases God.
什么样的人是神所喜悦的人呢？
What kind of person pleases God?
就是相信这婴孩耶稣，他就是基督的人。
It is for you to believe that Jesus is Christ.
他们讲的每一句话都是从上帝来的。
Every word that comes from him is from God.
都是上帝的旨意。
And these are all according to God's command.
你要承认他是救主。
You must confess that Jesus is Savior.
你也要承认他是主。
You must confess also that he is Lord.
并且把他当成你生命当中的真正的主。
And to also make him the true God in your life.
也就是说他就是你的救主。
That is to say he is your God.
他就会，你就会蒙他拯救。
And you will see his salvation.
就不再做上帝的敌人。
You will no longer be an enemy of God.
你就成为上帝的儿女。
You will become a child of God.
你不再惹上帝的愤怒，而是得上帝的喜爱。
You will no longer receive God's wrath, or rather his pleasure.
那你就问，那这个耶稣他到底做了什么才使我们可以不再是神的所喜悦，神所喜悦的，不再是神的敌人，而成为他的儿女呢？他到底做了什么呢？
You may ask, what did Jesus do so that we are no longer enemies of God and that we will become pleasing children of God?
这是我们下次要讲的。
That is what we will discuss next time.
那今天呢？我们要学习的是，这真是个好消息。
Today the main point is this is truly good news.
神亲自差派天使来宣告、来指证这位亚伯拉罕的后裔、以色列的拯救者基督的到来。
God has sent the angel to declare the arrival of Jesus, the offspring of Abraham, the Savior of Israel.
他是真实的。
He is true.
在某年某月的某一天，他真实的来到这个世界。
At this point in time, he truly has arrived on earth.
尽管他和你和我是很像的，但是他依然有完全的神性。
Even though he is quite similar to us in his humanity, he is also fully God.
他来就是要完成上帝拯救他所喜悦的人的旨意。
He has come to fulfill the mission of salvation from God.
所以你必须要知道这个旨意。
So you must know this mission.
因此你才能够知道这位耶稣。他不仅仅和你我很像。
So that you may know that Jesus is not only just similar to you and me.
他同样也是上帝的儿子，是基督，是救主。
At the same time, you must know that he is the Son of God, Jesus the Christ, our Savior.
他来要做的事情就是要拯救你，拯救我。
He has come to save you and me.
你所要做的就是要做上帝所喜悦的人，去相信、接受他做你的救主。
You must believe, and you must be one who pleases God, and believe that He has come to save you and me.
并且把他当作你一生生命的主宰。
And to also make Him your God, the God of your life.
顺服他。
Follow Him.
跟随他。
To obey Him.
要敬拜他。
And also to worship Him, fear Him.
好，我们接着祷告。
Let us close in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
求你借着你的话打开我们的心眼。
By your word, may you open the eyes of our heart.
求你赐给我们信心。
May you also bless us with faith.
借着越来越多的认识。
That we may come to know you more.
使我们可以，我们的信心是有根有基的。
That our faith may be well rooted.
除掉我们里面一切的拦阻和愚昧。
May you remove from us all foolishness and limitation.
得以认识你。和你所差来的救主耶稣基督。
That we may come to know more of the Savior, the Savior who has come.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.